Welcome back, folks, to Free Range Radio. It's Thursday night, Steel Belted Free Range Radio. My name is Jeff, and if you have any questions or comments about the show, please drop me a line. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is the best way to do it these days. You can check us out online, though, at steelbeltedradio.com, and contact us through there as well. We're also on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. We are pre-recorded once again tonight, and we're playing the name game, songs that reference names. And we're going to have some fun with this. This show was partly inspired. I kind of stole some ideas from a great CD called Names by a guy named Tim Grimm from the United States. Came out in 2004. I've had it sitting on my shelf ever since. And it's a fine CD and has some great covers of some great songs. And it kind of, you know, made things easy in a way. I'm going to play you some of the songs that are on the record, not the Tim Grimm versions. But I am going to play you this one, his cover of the legendary Woody Guthrie's old classic, Pretty Boy Floyd. You're playing the name game with us on Steel Belted Radio on UMFM.
Gather round me, children, a story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd, an outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee. It was Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon. It was in the town they rode. When a deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. He fled to the hills and woodlands to live a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Now there's many a starving farmer, this same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage, save their little home. Others tell you of a stranger come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 city. It was on a Christmas day. There come a whole carload of groceries and a letter that did say, he say that I'm an outlaw, he say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Well, it's through this world I've rambled. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. But it's through this world you travel, and it's through this life you roam. Never see an outlaw drive a family from their home. Mm-hmm. gather round. Me children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime, and Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the GI Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Thank you.
man outside who works for me. His name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me. He makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my old broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names of things I can't recall. But sometimes I just can't but help from wondering who this man is. And if when he is gone, will he remember me at all? I watch him close, he works just like a piston in an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. But when the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in the southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression. They're as black as widows, dreams of dreams are all but gone. They're ancient as a vision of a sacrificial virgin. And a son is crying from a baby being born. They hover around a dying flame, pray for his protection. Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures he cuts from strips of paper, and all his weekly wages, saving nothing for himself. It's been a while since I've seen the face of Mariano. The border guards, they came one day and took him far away. I hope that he is safe down there at home in Guanajuato. I worry though, I read there's revolution every day.
Waving his gun around and threatening to blow his tie. When it often it costs The bank was holding my mortgage and they was taking my house away. Now I ain't saying that makes me an innocent man, but it was more than all this that put that gun in my hand. Well, Your Honor, I do believe I'd be better off dead. And if you can take a man's life for the thoughts that's in his head, then won't you sit back in that chair and think it over just one more time? Let him shave off my hair and put me on that execution line.
Caleb Murray lived alone in them hollering pines. Ed made a little whiskey for himself, set it up past time. Long one in the back of my house, Caleb cut around. Ed called my name till I went out, no one else around. Caleb Murray, your ghost is gone away, them rattling chains. But when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name. Where's your husband?
Classic entries into the Name Game there. That set inspired by an album called Names from Tim Grimm. And on that album, he does a version of Gillian Welch's song Annabelle. I like Caleb Meyer a little better from the album Hell Among the Yearlings. We heard Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, of course, Caleb Meyer. Before that, Shovels and Rope with their fine cover of Johnny 99. We heard Robert Earl Keen in there with a song called Mariano. What a great one that is. And an all-time classic, John Prine's Sam Stone in there as well. And we kicked it off with something from that album called Names. We heard Pretty Boy Floyd. Now how about some songs, musicians writing songs with their own name in the title. That's kind of the ultimate in narcissistic, ego-driven music. But, you know, we got a few good entries. This is a beautiful one. I love this one. Let's stay a little folky first. Play something from the great David Wiffen with a song called Mr. Wiffen. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
incommunicado today. And he asked me to tell you his bravado has all gone away. Ah, yes, he's so tired today, and he's sorry to keep you waiting. Well, now, maybe tomorrow, you'll be better by far. Yes, and maybe he'll see things the way they really are. Ah, well, he's so tired today, and he's sorry to keep you waiting. But there doesn't seem to be much of importance going on anyway. A short walk in the garden of the flowers is very fun. Well, maybe a little small talk, never going beyond. Ah, well, he's so tired today, and he's sorry to keep you waiting. But there doesn't seem to be much of importance going on anyway.
This is called Blaze Foley's 113th Wet Dream. It's kind of a Bob Dylan kind of song. Just got back from Mexico, time to catch her second show. But I got lost and she got through. There was not nothing else to do till I saw her. She took the stage, read my mind, didn't miss a page. Read my mind, did not miss a page. The temperature was rising and she looked so good. I asked her please and she said she would. I asked her when, and she said now. I knew it was a dream, but anyhow. Then she took me by the hand, led me to some promised land, fenced me in, closed the gate, gave me good reason to celebrate. She fed me wine in a coffee cup. I could not keep my bridges up. She said, that's all right, just leave them down. I have not had a man around in quite a while. Don't touch that dial. Face was pretty when she would smile. Face was real pretty when she would smile. Made it would not let me rest a minute. Said, you can rest some other time. And I was feeling so sublime. There was no way that I could refuse. She found my weakness and she hid my shoes. Thought I couldn't, but somehow did. Thought about hiding, but I couldn't get hid. She got me up and pulled down the cover and read me a book about some lady's lover. Then she threw down the book, opened up the bottle, took off the brake, put on the throttle, fed me cheese from the pedigree to herd, took me to Jamaica with the dying bird. The moon quits shining when the sun comes up. That's all I can remember, but it's quite enough to keep me warm when I'm too old.
I'm gonna dance at the ship split and sinking, but the captain's changed. The truth is not kind, death is not proud. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
I'm Luke Doucette. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Who are you to pull me from this slumber with your beautiful lips and your insatiable thunder? I don't know. It does not wet my thirst. Rope will take my breath away if the shakes don't do it first. This boy needs a Belgian girl, and all I want is peace, baby. Children making children, should have thought more about it, maybe. Oh, and if it saves you from your council job and tears a hole in your heart so you can let the fight back in. I wasn't thinking I could be the one to save the soul of this town. Talk, and I've no more to say. America is waiting, but I will not fly that day. Put me in your magazine, I've got photogenic eyes. This town needs to resurrect itself after I die. And oh, but if it saves you from yourself, I guess, who can call you out? They're not drowning in your skin. I wasn't thinking I might be the one to save the soul of this town. It does not wet my thirst. Rope will take my breath away if the shakes don't do it first.
Jackie Washington rolled the rails way back in World War II. Playing his guitar in the sleeper car, lullaby the lucky few. He worked the Canadian Pacific line to satisfy his wandering bone. There weren't a lot of men that he couldn't call friends, places that he couldn't call home. Good Lord, places that he couldn't call home. But saying, Mr. Conductor, put that hammer down, I'm not gonna rest till I reach Hammertown. Girl on the east side, and there's a man on the west side. Sweet blues and sentimental. crossed over that American border, though we live just a few miles away. He said everything I need I can find right here, north of the USA. Guitar and piano and a thousand tunes, and his brothers just a-playing all night, singing every song from the hit parade, swinging by the steel mill light. Good Lord, swinging by the steel mill light. The same as the conductor put the hammer down. I'm not gonna rest till I reach Hammertown. I got a girl on the east side, and there's a band on the west side. We're playing blues and sentimental.
Hi, this is Chuck Prophet, and you're listening to the Steel Belted Free Range Radio Show on 101.5 UMFM, Manitoba. It rocks like a bitch.
Well, the honky-tonks in Texas were my second natural home. You tip your hat to the ladies and the Rose of San Antone. I grew up on music they call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. And I can still remember the way things were back then. And in spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again just to hear the Texas Playboys, Tommy Duncan sing. Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still the king. You can hear the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the home of country music, that much we can agree. Well, when you cross that big old river, horse, it just don't mean a thing. 'Cause once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still the king. And if you ain't never been there, well then I guess you ain't been told that you just can't live in Texas unless you got a lot of soul. It's the home of Willie Nelson, the home of Western Swing. He'll be the first to tell you Bob Wills is still the king. Alright. Na-na-na-na. Alright everybody, I want to thank you for coming down to this little cluster lunch in memory of Waylon Jennings, one of my all-time heroes, dreaming my dreams. On the drums, we got Tim Mooney. Thank you for joining us with Studio Tim and being such a wonderful host. Mark Pistol on the bass. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Nate on the keyboard. Max Butler taking us to school and taking us to church at the same time. J.J. Weasler, the chairman of the board. John Murray on the guitar. Let's not forget Tim and Arthur and Robbie and all the fellas that drop by. Stephanie Fitch, let's hear the Stephanie Fitch. Ah, ba da ba 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 ba. Bring a little bit of a feminine perspective to the party. Uh-huh. We miss you, Waylon. We wish you could be here. We'll catch up with you somewhere down the road. Alright. Let's go get something to eat.
Shout you talking as you try to get back home? If you don't change your ways, my friend, George Jones.
Okay, the title of this song is What Happens If You're a Songwriter and You're Listening to Lindsey Buckingham on the Radio while you're thinking of your friend's girlfriend at the same time. And it's, again, in the key of G. Goes like this. Well, if he ever changes his mind, thinks of leaving you behind, or if you just want something more, and he steps out the front door, I'll be coming around, knocking your back door down. I'll be coming around, knocking your back door down. If he ever breaks your heart, decides he wants to make a new start, or if you just wanna be vile, and he steps out for a while, I'll be coming around, knocking your back door down. I'll be coming around, knocking your back door down.
Hey everybody, this is Michael O'Connor. Be sure and tune in for Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
In the Gulf Coast, Texas, honky-tonks that sweep the eyeballs off the floor. Smoke will make you shed a tear as you stumble through the door. I wound up on the bottle just like Mom and Dad had feared, with a bar tab twice as long as Billy Gibbons' beard. Well, I'm throwing up roof shingles with my homeboy Crazy Eight. I buy myself a Cadillac if I ever caught a break. Roll it down old 59 and play that outlaw game. Maybe park it in Louise where the cops don't know my name. There's a dusty Heisman trophy sitting on the shelf. There's a long gone rundown hero in there talking to himself about the days he used to run that ball when everybody cheered. There's a band playing in the bar called Billy Gibbons' Beard. Well, I'm upside down on
Highway 6 with just myself to blame. Still a dime waiting on a buck, I've always been the same. I should have gone to the Astrodome back in my senior year. Could have heard some rock and roll and touched Billy Gibbons' beard. We were just a plain old hillbilly band with a plain old country style. We never played the kind of songs that'd drive anybody wild. Played a railroad song with a stomping beat. We played a blues song, kind of slow and sweet. But the thing that knocked them off of their feet was hoo-wee. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther played the boogie in the strangest kind of way. Play it strange. Did our best to entertain everywhere we'd go. We'd nearly wear our fingers off to give the folks a show. Played jumping jive to make them get in a groove. We played sad songs real slow and smooth, but the only thing that'd make them move was hoo-wee. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther played the boogie in the strangest kind of way. Now didn't Luther play the boogie strange?
There's Johnny Cash capping off the name game with a tribute to his old guitar player, Luther Perkins. That's Luther Played the Boogie, and he sure did. We heard Adam Carroll and Michael O'Connor in there telling you about Billy Gibbons' legendary beard from their album Hard Times. We heard the Bottle Rockets. This is what it sounds like when you're listening to Lindsey Buckingham and thinking of your friend's girlfriend at the same time. That's what it sounds like. The Drive-By Truckers in there with their George Jones talking cell phone blues. We heard Chuck Prophet doing a version of Waylon Jennings' Bob Wills Is Still the King. Adam Baldwin talking about Bonnie Raitt. We heard Blackie and the Rodeo Kings with a tribute to the late, great Jackie Washington. And Luke Doucette and the White Falcon telling us about the Ballad of Ian Curtis there. And a few self-referential songs in there as well. Casey Anderson, Crazy Casey Anderson, telling us about Crazy Casey Anderson's Dream from his album Heart of the Dog. We heard Blaze Foley with Blaze Foley's 113th Wet Dream. And David Whiffen told us about Mr. Whiffen. Capping off the name game, that was a lot of fun. Join us again sometime, won't you? Steel Belted Radio will be back next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. I'm also here Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. for Teleband to Go Home. Check out steelbeltedradio.com and stay tuned for more great stuff here on UMFM. Thank you for listening.